Exclusive, Representative Bradley Byrne, illegal alien accused of killing Sonia Jones, used catch and released to live in U.S. by John Binder on March 23, 2019. Representative Bradley Byrne, RL, says the illegal alien accused of killing schoolteacher Sonia Jones of Mobile, Alabama, in a head-on, hit-and-run car crash gamed the United States asylum system and took advantage of the catch-and-release policy. As Breitbart News reported, Jones, a 49-year-old mother of two and teacher at Mobile's Living Word Christian Center Kingdom Academy, was killed by 16-year-old illegal alien Domingo Francisco Marcos from Guatemala in a head-on, hit-and-run collision on March 18, police say. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, Byrne detailed how Marcos used the country's weak asylum process and catch-and-release policy, where border crossers are caught and released into the interior of the country, to stay in the United States. This woman who has been tragically killed, and her family has been traumatized as a result of it, was one of my constituents. This illegal immigrant came to this country illegally, claimed asylum, by the way, then they gave him a date for his asylum hearing. He did not show up for his asylum hearing, as so many of these asylum seekers do because they're gaming the system. And now he has killed an innocent woman, a teacher. It's outrageous. He should have never gotten into this country to begin with, which is why we need border security, a wall and other things, and we shouldn't have an asylum system that he and others game. Emphasis added. Only 20% of asylum seekers get asylum. They know they're not entitled to asylum. They claim it, they know they're going to be released into American society. They don't show up for their hearings like this guy didn't show up, and then they commit an incredibly tragic crime like this one. I've got to tell you, my constituents are outraged. And everybody in America should be outraged about this, because it could be your mother, your sister, your aunt, your daughter that got killed by one of these people. And we've got to put an end to that. Emphasis added. The catch and release program has been put into overdrive, according to federal immigration officials, as of recently under the Trump administration, with about 1,800 border crossers and illegal aliens expected to be released into the U.S. this weekend. In the case of Jones, the school teacher and mother of two did not show up for work the morning of the hit and run, allegedly caused by Marcos. According to federal immigration officials, Marcos entered the U.S. illegally through the southern border in Arizona 2 years ago. The illegal alien claimed asylum, was released from DHS custody, and never showed up to his court hearing, thus living illegally in Alabama. The illegal alien was denied asylum after failing to show up for his court date and was subsequently ordered deported. Like millions of other illegal aliens who are caught and released into the interior of the country by DHS, Marcos was not deported. The illegal alien has been charged with vehicular homicide and awaits a bond hearing. Alabama state officials are asking that Marcos not be released from prison. Jones leaves behind her daughter, son, husband, parents, and four sisters, along with friends and colleagues. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.